Do you remember your final year of high school? Were you excited, scared, ready to leave? Or were you too busy studying for those final exams to think about life beyond school? If you did do exams, do you remember that pressure? How that felt to get a certain mark, to please your parents, the pressure maybe to beat your best friend? Well, today marks 4 weeks before Year 12 students across New South Wales pick up their pens and start the higher school certificate, the culmination of 13 years of education. So what do we need to do to get them through it? Ellie Robinson is the author of a number of books, including Surviving Year 12. She's my guest this morning. Ellie, good morning.
Good morning.
Can you remember that pressure of that last year of school?
Oh, I certainly can, and all the bad and reasonably good decisions that I made along the way.
4 weeks to go. Is this where crunch time really starts to increase, where we do start to see that pressure swell outside of a young person?
I think so, and it comes from all sorts of places, not just from family, but also from media, who tend to report the things that aren't terribly helpful when you get to this time about students who get good ATARs, the league tables of schools and how important the ATAR is, where a lot of students can take that view that it's just a number, life goes on, the sun, moon and the stars still exist.
We also start to get, it's such a messy time because you also start to get some early offers for university. How hard is it to just focus on the exams for young people right now?
Yeah, that's the trick, I think, is not to get too caught up in the future, but live in the present in terms of what needs to be done at that point in time. The exams are obviously the pinnacle of the year's work, and to be able to concentrate on them and try and shut out other distractions is really important at that time.
We're hearing from a lot of people today saying that, you know, the best way that they found was to work with their kids and plan study breaks. How do we find that balance between focusing on the HSC but also living life?
Yeah, and I think that's a really important point. The exams and Year 12 shouldn't take over any young person's life. We know that mental health and anxiety at this age is a really big thing for young people, so we want to find that balance that means that good study habits also include things like taking a break, getting good nutrition and hydration, which is an important thing to remember, exercise, which helps to reoxygenate the brain, and socialising, of course, which might be one of the biggest pinpoints of arguments with parents. But it's really important that at the time when peer relationships are so important for young people at this age, that we allow them the latitude to continue those social connections and build study buddy relationships where they help as well.
So for parents, what does that look like? If you're a little bit worried that maybe there's too much of the socialising and not enough of the studying, how do you manage that and that conversation without causing even more stress?
Well, ultimately, the responsibility lies with the students, and that's what schools expect at this age. But parents can be, I think Susan put it really well, parents are there to be a calm voice for students, to be able to provide them with some guidance, provide them with the things that they need, and be a calm and available support to their young person, to be that cheerleader for their young person in this time of their life, but that ultimately the young person is making decisions that include social decisions, have navigating relationships and lots of other developmental tasks at this age, and ultimately that they make decisions around that for themselves.
Is that as much a part of it, that this is almost the first step in this young person's life before they go out into the big wide world where they actually have to prioritise their time themselves and it is on them?
Absolutely. And I think that's the main thing to keep in mind, that this is just one step in a young person's life. It's not the be-all and end-all. It is important, but it's not the most important thing in a young person's life. It's part of their future, but there are plenty of opportunities to learn and to grow, taking a gap year or working or doing other things after school that will help in this period of development that includes a whole lot of stuff beyond school as well.
Yeah, we're hearing that as well a lot, as in our tips of wisdom from our listeners this morning, is that the HSC is not the end of life, that stuff goes on afterwards in a couple of years' time. It doesn't even matter what your score was. People rarely ask you after you've done it. Is that an important thing to remember, that this isn't going to define you for the rest of your life?
That's right. I think that's a really important point. The ATAR, as one example, is simply a university ranking. It means nothing to people who aren't going on to university. So to be caught up in one little number that's not going to matter for very long, and that there's plenty of other ways these days and avenues into university, if that's what the young person chooses to do, we need to put some perspective on this and see it as one of the stepping stones for a young person's development, but it's not everything.
Mm. What's your advice, Ellie, to parents and managing their own stress? Because this is a situation that is completely out of their control. How do they manage their own stress through this next month or so?
I think that's an incredibly important point, to try to avoid to project any anxiety that you have onto your student. They have a number of pressures, not just from home, but also from school, from peers, from stories in the media, from extended family. They're putting enough pressure on themselves. So hold that anxiety, engage in meditation, relaxation, exercise, all those things that help with that stress, and help to support them and try and take a calm attitude in to supporting the young person rather than making things harder for them.
It's 21 minutes past 10. You're listening to ABC Newcastle and New South Wales. My guest this morning is Ellie Robinson. She's a senior specialist at the Parenting Research Centre. We're talking surviving the HSC. I'm asking for your tips and tricks, your bits of wisdom that you've learned over the years. You can call me 1300 33 1233, or send me a text 0487 99 1233. Terry in Coonabarra Brand says, I tried to tell my kids growing up that I wasn't under any stress when I did my HSC. Scott says, don't listen to all the media hype. Someone else called Scott has given us a quote from an author which says, the A students work for the C students and the B students work for the government, so don't sweat it. And this texter says, don't take it too seriously. It may not even matter. Some really interesting thoughts coming through. You can share yours as well, your tips for surviving the HSC, 1300 33 1233. Ellie, we do seem to hear a lot about, you know, the pressure that this end of year exams, end of school exams can put on young people. We are seeing a lot of different alternatives come in. Different states do different things. The international baccalaureate is growing as well. Is the HSC still the best way to work out where our kids are at the end of 13 years of school?
Look, there's lots of ways to reflect on that these days, much more than I think when I was at school, certainly some time ago now. I'm just about heritage listed these days when it comes to school. But the pressures, I think that's a really good point about saying what happened in our days is very different to now. There's lots of different avenues and options now for young people. Sometimes I think that's what causes the stress, however, and it's important for parents to be to note when they might think that their teenager is not necessarily coping with that stress, if they're not sleeping well, if the stress and worry is continuing for some time, or they're having difficulty concentrating, that it might be worth a visit to the GP just to check out that there's not something more serious going on.
I can imagine that's a hard conversation to have when you're in the middle of it as well. How do you broach that with your young person if you are worried?
I think the important part is to keep an open mind about it and to take an inquiring and curious stance with the young person and ask them how they're feeling about things. It might be that they don't feel comfortable talking at home, but that there's another, what we call charismatic adults in their lives, who might be a teacher who they connect with, or a sports coach, or a extended family or family friend that they can really connect with and have that conversation. But I think, again, going back to that point about making sure that the parent's anxiety is not projected onto the situation, and that you're there to fake it till you make it if you need to, but to be able to support your teenager through this period of time.
4 weeks to go. Is now the time to start bringing in what you'll do as a family to help, to encourage, to maybe check in and see how they're going? Is now the time to have that conversation so we're not trying to do it as exams are on?
Yeah, I think the interesting thing for the our book, Surviving Year 12, which is coming out in January, we had a chat to some students who had recently finished Year 12. And in some respects, the things that they made were kind of contradictory. But if you listen to what they were saying about, give me space, but also give me a nudge when I need it. Communicate with me, but don't push it too far. Give me snacks and hydration and help me if needed to test me on quizzes if I ask. But that skill of being able to balance between when they need you and when they don't need you, to be open and able to communicate over the next few weeks, to get younger siblings to cut some slack. Each child will have each child will have their time when it comes around, you know, and providing that space where they can study without interruptions.
All right, so if you had to pick one key bit of advice to give an HSC student right now, what would it be?
Take it as one step of your life. This is not the ultimate goal or the ultimate step in what you'll achieve. It's one experience amongst many. Good luck.
Ellie, great to catch up with you. Thank you so much for your time on Mornings.
Thanks so much.
That's Ellie Robinson there, Senior Specialist at the Parenting Research Centre. Her book coming out in January. If you've got Year 11 students right now, you might want to check it out. It's called Surviving Year 12.